You've found an encore presentation of the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI.
You found the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI.
From high atop the Governor's Club in fabulous Fort Lauderdale, Florida, it's the Taxi Stand Hour. I'm your host, Ed Van Ness. It's July 10th, 2017. Joining me tonight, Steve Perry, Sam Shashir.
Yeah.
Good evening and welcome, gentlemen.
The show has gone to hell.
It's gone down.
You do not know what you have done.
I'd like to welcome everybody. We have two guests tonight. I'm not sure why I did that. I can't even imagine. It was just supposed to be Steve, and I got a hold of Sam.
What's my name again?
You're Sam.
No, what's my real name? Go ahead. Let's see it.
Sam Shashir.
Oh, shucks.
How about that? Gentlemen.
You invited both of us because double the pleasure,
double the fun. Now, although I have no direct plans to talk about politics here, there's no telling where the conversation will go. I've heard rumors. Now, I know you guys keep this very close to the vest that one of you is a supporter of President Trump.
No!
A supporter is putting it lightly.
Lightly. We are deplorables.
Deplorables.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. You want to make fun of my English?
Really? I was just going to suggest for the next 5 minutes you speak only in Hindi.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble.
What we have here with us, folks, are two gentlemen that used to be with me back in the taxi cab days. One's a very good cab driver, and one's not. I'll let you folks decide who is who. But once again, Steve, Sam, thanks for being here. I just thought we'd talk about whatever comes up, and let's start with Steve. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Steve. Where you from? Where you been? Where you up to? Tell us all about good, clean eating.
I'm actually on an extended fast right now, starting today.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. How long are you going to be on that?
Thinking to go 7 days. If it feels good by 7, I might push it to 10 or 14.
Now, is that just water or?
No, I mean, it's mostly for cleansing.
Okay, but I mean, do you eat anything?
Oh, you mean, yeah, water, electrolytes, bone broth.
Okay.
Eating, no, just
okay.
Liquid.
All right. And you're how many hours into it now? You just decided a minute ago.
What is it, 18 hours? I mean, 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock. It's been an hour.
About 16, 17 hours.
Oh, good for you.
So the first day is always the hardest.
There you go. Sam?
His menu.
What can you tell us that won't get you in trouble with immigration?
Oh, I came here by the ocean. I swam all the way over here.
Did you know?
It was so good.
Was that you in the boat with the tiger?
No, that was leaping.
Wait, I thought you came over on a magic carpet.
Yeah, I came over on a magic carpet, dumb idiot. See, I'm from there, so it was nice.
Tell us where you grew up, Sam.
I grew up in India. It was very nice. Then I saw one day, I have to go to America. There are white women over there, so I had to come over here.
Now, I just want everybody to be clear.
Yeah.
The two white guys sitting here are not making fun of him or doing the phony Indian accent. He's doing the phony Indian accent.
Well, you wanted me to do that, didn't you?
Well, not so early in the show. I mean, no, I'm being serious. Tell us a little bit about where you were born.
I grew up in India, and when I was 19, actually, I left India and just, like, kind of backpacked across Europe, and then I ended up in United States and...
On your own?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, wow.
And the thing is, I didn't want to stay here, but then I met my wife here, and then the rest is history. I'm here now.
It is.
And I'm an American citizen, and I love Trump!
Boom! Easy.
MAGA.
I
yeah!
I got a guy with a fire hose in the next room. Everybody calm down. Yes, I know where you stand, and you're more than happy and more than entitled to your opinion, okay? We don't need to... Look, these microphones are very sensitive. You don't have to yell.
Okay, I love Trump.
Okay, we get that.
We hate Hillary. And Ed is socialist.
All right. There'll be plenty of time in the second half hour to pick on Ed, all right? But I want to share with everybody with you guys. You know, I want to talk about you guys.
So on the serious side then
for a little bit.
For like the three people listening.
Well, we're up to 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's very nice.
Originally from Jersey, moved here 15 years ago, and that's about it.
And how long in the cab business?
When I first moved here, I drove for probably like 6 or 7 months, and I was out of it for 10 years, and I got back into it 3.5 years ago.
Is that a fact?
So about 4 years total, a little over four years.
Okay.
But with the, with the skills of a veteran longer than you.
Now,
I think I did cab business total of 5 years.
Was it 5 years?
I think, and because out of those 5 years, I think I did only 6 months with Yellow Cab. That's the time I was with you.
I believe so.
Yeah, that's my experience with cab business.
Yeah, you were... A lot of guys spent a lot of time with me.
Not by choice.
Necessity.
That was back in the day when I had the only cabs available or the only vans available. It was the only reason to be with me. Don't think I don't know that. That was a marketing ploy. I didn't put vans on the road so you guys would like them. It was so you guys would lease them.
No, because we paid you on time, you bitch.
Now okay, I understand then why some people only have one guest or none at all. Maybe I should go back to playing music.
Yeah, we were the only people who paid him on time. Like all the other people, they were like, I'll pay you next week. I'll pay you next week. Was I ever late?
No.
Ah, thank you.
Were you ever accused of being late?
No.
So, why are we talking about that?
That's what I'm saying, because we paid you on time. That's why you liked us.
Speaking of.
Oh, shit. He just paid him.
Steve just handed me $50 that he owed me. Cash money. You got to love it. It's payola. It's back on the radio.
Pull my finger.
All right. So, no.
Oh, you can give it back to me as my appearance fee.
Yeah, there you go. So you've been an owner now for about 5-6 months, is it?
Yeah, about 5 months, give or take.
How do you like it?
It's actually pretty good so far. It's a lot better than I thought it would have been. Even with the repairs and maintenance and all, I'm making out far ahead of what I would have been.
Do you feel like you have a little bit more control over the situation?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, as much as you can have with corporate in there.
Well, yeah, obviously. That goes without saying. But, I've always said you shouldn't own a cab unless you want to have control over the car. You're not going to make a whole lot of money, but you get to make the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's parked, what the hours are, how it's going to be maintained, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, Sam, tell us what you're up to these days since you abandoned me.
Quickie Mart.
No, I got a new job with a food delivering service, like the people who deliver food for Medicaid, Medicare people.
Now, how long have you been doing that?
Almost 2 years now?
Well, that's why I'm asking you.
It's been that long?
Yeah, it's been that long,
Since you abandoned me.
Yeah.
Since he
abandoned
me.
You?
Abandoned me.
And me.
I gave you like a month in advance.
That doesn't mean you're not abandoning me. You just abandoned me with notice.
Oh, that was such a stab in the back.
It was. Yeah. That was the idea.
Yeah. But this is actually not bad because I got 2 days off.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday.
You get to have a real life.
Kind of, because I can spend time with my daughter.
Right.
Because I didn't.
How old is your daughter now?
14.
14, oh my God.
Yeah. Even if they lock you in a dungeon with whips and chains, it's not too bad compared to driving for Ed.
Yeah. Right, and especially listening to him about talking about like this and that, socialism, communism. Oh my gosh.
I'm really trying to hold off till the 15-minute mark before we get into politics.
What politics? We're not getting into politics.
Oh, we're not.
No.
Although you can't seem to.
Steve. What happened? Are they still getting vans in Yellow Cab or no? Are they frowning upon that? Like,
you mean like bringing new vans in?
Yeah.
I don't think they are at all.
No.
It's everything is now going to Priuses, and they have a few other things out there, Ford Focus and crap like that, but I don't think they're bringing in any more vans at all.
See, I asked a serious question.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
And you got a serious answer.
Yeah, because that's a good answer, because now, before, Yellow Cab was allowing vans and everything, now all of a sudden they don't.
Well, I think your question, let me see if I can answer it a little clearer. What happened was, once the Crown Vicks went away and they were no longer available, well, Yellow used to buy them by the boatload.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing owners could buy, because that's the only thing Yellow Cab would sell.
Right.
Well, once those went away, they realized, well, they were going to open it up to the minivans and all that. Now, you've seen the only thing that Yellow Cab here in Broward County sells, or the owners have, is the Toyota Siennas.
Yeah.
And those are quite expensive. They're more expensive than the Dodge Caravan. That's why I went with the Dodge Caravans, because there was more of them out there. They invented the concept, and they were less pricey.
Yeah.
Whereas Yellow Cab is a lot of these guys have spent $20,000.
Yeah.
For these vans, and that is just a crazy money.
Yeah, when you're gonna get 3 years max usually
and
on the
that
road
is,
out of them.
See, this is what I don't understand. Like, okay, Yellow Cab is having a tough competition with Uber, but they're still not learning. They're
That's
still
all about money.
Treating their drivers like crap. So they have to change that.
Well,
the more they can milk out of the driver,
yeah,
that's all they care about.
But they have to change that, because Uber is giving them tough competition, so they have to do something about it.
Like I was saying to you earlier, and I've said this before to many, many people, the business model needs to change, and the way they treat the drivers needs to change.
I think they should get Travis to head up the company.
Yeah,
that should
work good. There you go.
He has some good ideas.
Yeah.
Actually, Ed can have some good ideas at Yellow Cab, because he always comes up with these things, and I believe in him, because he has the knowledge. He's been in this business for like 30-some years. And
dinosaurs roamed the earth
dinosaurs.
When I started.
I think it might be 300 years, something like that.
And I learned everything from Ed.
Of course you did. I feel it coming. There's a zinger coming.
My view of you, Sam, just went down a little bit.
It just hit the floor. That thud you heard, folks, was Steve's opinion of Sam.
I need to reevaluate my friendship with Sam. Wow.
Man, I was trying to be nice to him.
Well, that'll teach you. This is why nobody's nice to Ed. Okay. Because
it's a radio show.
There's no upside to being nice to me. There is no upside.
No, it's your.
You don't think I'm going to appreciate it now, do you?
Oh yes, you did. Because
show.
I saw tears coming down your face.
Oh please! After we leave, you're going to be looking in the mirror, smiling at yourself.
Oh, wait till you hear
yourself on the back.
Wait till you hear how I re-edit this. Oh my God. I've got editing software within half an hour. I'll have you guys...
Is it not live?
It is live.
Okay. Who cares about editing?
You can only prove what you can hear.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, they'll hear that version of it.
Fake news.
Fake news. Very much so.
Yeah, CNN. Now, I knew you love CNN.
By the way, we're fake right now.
You are fake.
As we sit here, we're not even live. We're on...
With the way.
We're recorded.
You cheapy bastard.
No. That's for the people listening to the encore presentation.
Well,
actually, we are on a 20-second delay.
And don't forget, I do have
so
my...
So you have a button? So
no.
Okay,
no,
thank
it's
God.
The system we use.
Okay.
I do have my syndication clause, so I get residuals coming in after for repeats.
Did you put a sanity clause in there? Everybody knows there's no such thing as sanity clause.
But I got
my
money.
That's an American Christmas
Christ, that's
character.
Yeah.
Santa Claus.
Sanity Claus?
Yes. I know he's not big in India. What is it?
No, he's not very big. Because I know you're insane. Yeah, insanity clause with you.
Are we in for another 46 minutes of really bad jokes?
Pretty much. It all depends on what you lead me into. And
we have to, like, fake laugh every time?
No, you're going to real laugh.
We have to go, oh, no.
This is not the morning zoo. This is not the morning radio where you're fake laughing at me.
Morning zoo, MSNBC. Yeah. See? Morning Joe.
That's Morning Joe.
Same thing.
Do you have like a fake applause soundbite over there?
Do you have that?
You mean this one?
Jesus Christ.
No, the big one.
Is that the one you want?
Yeah, that's good.
So every time I say, actually every time I say something funny now, I'm going to play this. So
then we have to wait for it for like 20 hours?
It'll be a while. Yeah, it'll be a while. I sit here by myself at night and
say something funny coming out of your mouth ain't happening.
Yeah.
Well, there's
I know you for 5 years when I worked with you. Never heard that sound.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so this has worked out exactly like I thought it would.
Yeah.
Ed's getting
perfect.
Beat up on. And why did I call you?
Why didn't you tell people about your thing you had?
What thing?
Your thing.
My surgery.
Yeah.
You got to remember, this is radio. It's not TV. Right now,
visual effects.
Sam is looking at my. I'm wearing a shirt with the top button open. You can
He's
see the top. You can see the top of my my surgery scar. What do you mean? You just asked about it. You brought it up.
Yes,
you just said, why don't you talk about it?
Yeah.
I talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I knew it. It's going
to
come.
That was your surgery when you changed from Ed to the
Ed Ness.
Other gender.
Huh? That guy. Yeah.
Ed Ness.
It was so long that they had to do it up by the chest. No, but if you're asking a serious question, I'm not afraid to talk about it.
That was not a serious question. That was a question because you have talked about it for the last 20 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a major event in my life.
Yeah, it's been 20 years. Get
it's
over it.
It's been four. Next month will be four.
Seems like 20 years.
Well, you go through two-week
Every day I saw you, it was like, do you know, Sam, I had this thing. I'm like, yes, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, Sam, I almost died.
No.
No, we didn't
Not
know that.
Not almost.
Yeah. I died three times. Yeah. I died three times.
Nine times.
Nine times. And then I came out of it.
I did.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Sam, today is tomorrow. I came out nine times. Okay, Sam, today is next day. I came out nine. And I know. Okay, you know I almost died, Sam? This is after 5 years today. He's asking me again.
It's only been 4 years.
Oh, well, whatever. Same
Hell,
thing.
In the 2 years I've known him, I've heard
even
this
story. If I want
let me tell you something.
If anyone want to forget about it, I won't.
A couple of years ago, my family had a little family get-together a couple days after Christmas. So I went up north, and this was 2 years after the fact, year and a half after the fact. So there were a lot of family members I hadn't seen since I had that done. So people were asking me about it. My older sister, who had already heard the story a couple of times, she came down to help me out and all that. But she went cuckoo. You know, I'll just put it on tape. And
there's someone else.
And I'm like, gee, but people are asking me, what am I supposed to do? Not tell them? You know, finally I started saying that. I said, Karen doesn't want me to tell the story, and I blamed her. But, you know. Look, you brought it up. I wasn't going to mention it. Why are you looking at my chest, you sexy bastard, you? You mocha-flavored...
Okay, you want to come out of the closet finally?
Come out of the closet? Hey, like I said, I'm not gay, but 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Okay.
I've seen that over in Wilton Manors, a timer 50.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, what are you going to... You know, you do what you got to do when you got to do it. Again.
I hope you have fun over there.
And I'm not judging you.
Yeah. Nor should you.
No. There's nothing wrong with it.
As Sam once told me, you're not gay if you don't push back. So,
my English is not that good.
All right, before this thing goes down into the toilet really deep, let's move on to something that still puzzles me to no end. How an immigrant from India becomes a gun-toting, Trump-voting Republican. He's got a carry permit, and he's a Republican. And I never would have thought that.
Actually, aren't a lot of people coming from that region? They're kind of
See, the thing is, I can explain it that to you.
I wish you would.
Yeah, because, the thing is, when I was growing up, India was a socialist country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you guys have ever seen socialism.
Not like you probably have.
Yeah.
Firsthand, no, but
First
I've heard
no.
a lot
so,
of bad shit about
so
it.
So the thing is, if you see the socialism. When I first came to America, I was a kind of a socialist. I had no idea. I came to America, basically, I knew that I can get women, basically. That was the
because
thing.
Of those dreamy eyes?
I'm sexy anyway, so I know. But the thing is, when I came here, then I learned about what America was. I learned American history, but when I came down here, I learned what America is really about.
And what is America really about?
Freedom.
Oh, you got me with a real answer.
It's about freedom.
It
freedom,
is. Rah.
The individual freedom, which, like, they're trying to take away from us, like, the people in this country, the Democrats, basically, they're trying to get this country to be a socialist country. And people like Ed are socialists, bastards.
you were doing so well there, too.
No, but the thing is, that's the real truth. America is about freedom.
Yes.
And that is the Bill of Rights, the 10 Amendments to the Constitution. Are when I saw those things, those are not given by men. Those things belong to you from God.
Well, they belong to me for sure.
No, for me too, because I'm.
No,
American.
All of us, all yeah. of us,
so,
without question.
And if someone comes and tell me, you don't have the freedom of speech, First Amendment. Heck yeah, I have.
And who has told you that? Well, I've told you to shut up many times,
no,
but
it's like this is going on over here. On American campuses, this thing is going on.
Oh well, this has been.
And Second Amendment, that is my right. It don't give me a crap like, oh, if you want to hunt, you can get this. No, this is not about Second Amendment. It's not about hunting, or.
If you're part of a well-formed militia, then you're okay.
Yeah, I am. I'm well-formed militia
damn
myself.
Damn right, the American public is the militia.
Yeah, heck yeah. So that's what it is, and that's what I learned in America. And in America, there's no class warfare. In every country in the world, even if you go to England, you have the princely class, and then you have the serfs. America was the only country where you can come with no money, no education, no nothing. Just by hard work, you can do anything you want to do in this country.
If you bust your ass, you can get whatever you want.
Yeah.
That is absolutely correct, sir.
No, you shut up.
And that's why I have a problem with people here when they bitch about rights or oppression and this and that.
Yeah.
You want to see rights and oppression? Go to another country. Go over in the Middle East or somewhere.
I don't disagree with that.
Hear these women that are talking about, like, these rights about, if you want to be a gay, I got no problem.
Thank you.
You want to have your own life? Doesn't matter. But the thing is, these people over here, they fight about gay rights. Okay, go to Middle East. Okay, go fight over there. You want to tell them, okay, those people in Middle East are the best people and American people are the worst people because they talk about gay rights? Go live over there.
Let me ask you a question, Sam.
Yeah.
Have you ever stopped to listen to somebody from the quote-unquote other side?
Yes.
And? Can you accept that they have a point of view that may not necessarily mesh with yours, but is not necessarily wrong?
No, it is wrong.
So only your point of view is right?
No, because that's not a point of view. Okay, give me the other point of view. Let me hear you.
Go
ahead, Steve. I can, here.
Go ahead.
And this is, some of my friends that are far right-wing conservative call me a liberal because of stuff like this. As far as, like, gay rights, I can understand why they're still fighting for it. Because, okay, you're free, you're in this country, you're gay. There's a lot of states, previous to all this stuff that's going on now with federal laws and stuff, but a lot of states, you couldn't get married. Now, if you're gay and you want to get married, why shouldn't you have the same benefits of marriage that a straight couple would have?
Through a civil union, absolutely.
Okay.
Why shouldn't they have to be as miserable as the rest of us?
Exactly.
No, the thing with that is, like, I have no problem with people being gay. Yes, go ahead. I have gay friends. Only thing I stop...
You mean Steve?
No, you. Okay, only thing I stop at... Like,
so I'm not gay, I'm only gay for pay.
Okay, only thing I stop at is, like...
I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is.
Okay, only thing I stop at is, like, the gay marriage part.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
I know you will.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're going to say.
No. But, I'll tell you why.
If you'd stop banging the desk, okay. That would be...
Because...
people wouldn't think we're in the middle of an earthquake.
Yeah, because when you get married...
Yes.
Marriage means to raise a family.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. If you, when you raise a family, you need a mother and a father.
Okay, so...
I'll tell you... Let me explain.
Go right
mother
ahead.
And father. A man, no matter how gay he is, he cannot have a woman's quality, no matter what. And a woman, no matter how lesbian she is, she cannot have a father's quality. If there are two women, lesbians...
Yes.
Okay? They want to get married.
Yes.
A woman, no matter what she how much she tries, she cannot have a man's qualities. And two men, no matter how hard they try, they cannot have a woman's quality. To raise a family, you need a mother and a father.
That's a fascinating point of view.
It's true.
Now, let's talk about briefly all the children that have been raised by... See, there he goes, rolling his eyes.
No, because you... Because,
what?
Okay,
I'm about to make a valid point. What about all the people that have been raised by grandparents, by a single mother, a single dad, by a dad and his brother, you know, mom and an aunt raising... There you go. There's no man in the house. And, you know, most people turn out okay, not Sam.
No,
but
no, you're looking at me, one of those people.
I'll be quite honest, I wasn't even thinking of you, yeah. But of course, yes, you're a single father.
But the thing is, I don't have the certain qualities.
Of course not, but it doesn't mean your daughter won't be raised right.
No, but that's a single father.
Okay,
I'm not...
Now, hold on a second, because let's say you and I were roommates, okay?
Uh-oh.
That's a scary thought.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a scary thought.
So you had a room to rent, and I rented it. And,
no,
and
yeah,
I get to chatting with your daughter, because I see her all the time, you know, in the house. Now, there's nothing I'm saying to her that's bad. It's just a different viewpoint.
Okay.
Doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong.
Right. Okay.
So why is it a child can't learn from both a male, from two males or two females? Look, there's plenty of mothers out there who are rotten mothers who have no business having children and rotten fathers.
I understand that part. But you're not getting my point.
I do get your point, but
I partially get that point.
You're not getting the point. The point is...
The point is you want it to be the 1950s where it's mom and dad and 2.4 kids.
No,
I get that.
It's not the 1950s. It's just a family.
Okay.
To raise a family.
I understand that. But you're raising a family by yourself.
Yeah, that's because I have to do it.
Because you have to.
Yeah, that's a different story. I have to do
it. Okay, but...
But that means... But the thing about it is because I know how hard it is.
All right, so let's...
I have to have a women's perspective on certain things.
I'm not saying you don't. Certainly with a young daughter.
There
are certain things that you may know about, but you haven't experienced.
Yeah, but the thing is, you cannot explain... A man cannot be a woman. No matter how hard.
Oh, I think Chris, what's her name?
Caitlyn Jenner
would beg to disagree with that one.
He cannot be a woman. There's no way he can be a woman. He is
trying
to.
Why?
No, he's not a woman.
Sam,
a woman.
Sam,
yes.
Right now what you're being is inflexible.
No.
Let me make this point. If you have a couple and they love each other.
Yes.
They've been with each other for years.
Go ahead. Have fun.
And why can't they raise a child together, regardless of the combination? Or better yet, let's say dad's got two kids, suddenly loses his wife to a horrific car accident.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, dad realizes, falls in love with the doctor, the man who tried to save his wife. He's not gay, he just fell in love with this particular man. And now he wants to live with this man.
Okay.
What's wrong with that? And raise his kids, him and his doctor.
Ideally, I think
you're being inflexible, and that's
no. It's not being inflexible.
Yes, you are.
No. Why do you want to do that?
I don't.
Yeah.
But some people do.
Yeah, but the thing.
Quick question: are we allowing callers?
Yeah. If they. Oh, by the way, I.
I have somebody that does want to call in.
Actually, I'm sorry. We got so tied up. If you'd like to join the conversation, call us at 720-820-1203. Check us out on Facebook. I'm sorry, at Twitter, at Taxi Stand Hour.
What was that number again?
720-820-1203.
Okay. Someone's going to call me and say, no, I can do this together.
Well, perhaps. Maybe somebody with the
there's going to be a caller. I don't know how this is going to go, but there should be a caller.
All right. Well, anyway, you're being a little inflexible because people are people no matter what gender they are.
See, the thing is, I have no problem with
gay. Oh, you have a big problem with
no.
That.
If you want to be gay, go ahead. Be my guest. Have fun.
Can I be gay with you?
No.
Why not?
Because he's got kids. He don't want you to help him raise kids.
Yeah. All right. We do have a caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. Who's this?
My name's Amy.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for calling us.
Steve is great for sticking up for gay rights and marriage because this guy, Sam, doesn't know what he's talking about.
That is...
possibly bother him if a guy and another guy are 10 houses down from him doing whatever they do in the bedroom. Really. I mean...
Well, I don't think it's the bedroom he has a problem with. I think he doesn't want same-sex couples raising children. But
that's what it sounds
Sam,
like.
Sam, would you like to speak to Amy?
I don't want him raising a child with well. That attitude. That's raising a prejudiced child.
Well, Sam, would you like to respond?
No, because I don't think I have a problem with gays having gays being gay. They have okay, but only thing I have a problem with is like as I said earlier, a man cannot be a woman, no matter how hard he tries, and a woman cannot be
They're
a man.
They're not trying to be a woman though, or an
see
a
that's
man
the main
th- be a man.
That's the main problem when you have a family. Family needs. A father's touch and a mother's touch. Okay? I understand. You're saying two women can raise a family. Okay. If you want to
sure
go that way.
Have many men in their life that can help influence.
That, see?
It
no.
doesn't mean
see?
That. And I agree exactly with Steve that if a person is a single mother and there's no man, doesn't mean that that child's going to grow up to be terrible because they didn't have a father influence. They're probably going to be growing up to be a better person because they had a mother who loved them both for as a mother and father.
See, you just made my point, actually. You said a single mother, and I'm a single father myself, okay?
Okay, so your okay. daughter doesn't have a female influence.
Yeah, but I have friends. I have family and friends.
So why couldn't a gay couple?
But the gay, see, that's the, see, you now you guys don't understand. Gay couple, okay. Have you ever tried giving advice to a gay couple about raising their
my
kids?
My best friends are gay.
Okay.
I have many
including
friends,
Steve.
Three yeah. of my best friends are gay.
Okay.
And I have lots of friends that are married and adopting children, and they are the best parents in the world. And two men, I can be there if they have a daughter that has questions.
See, now you said you can be there.
Yes.
If they have questions. But guess what? My friends who are adopting children and have children are doing a phenomenal job on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way that you can sit there and tell me that a child is going to be...
See, the thing is, you're not understanding what I'm trying to say.
I think we're all understanding what you're trying to say.
No, you guys are not. You guys are not. Because what I'm trying to say is... what I said, like, a man... No matter how much he tries, cannot be a woman.
Give me 10 minutes and I'll be right back.
Yeah, you are one of those.
He's not trying. To
yeah, I don't think.
And the
yeah,
thing, well, and yeah. the thing is, when
Amy,
you get married.
Amy, you just made a very good point there. Can you repeat that, please?
He's not trying to be a woman.
That's right.
That's the main thing. That's the main problem. To raise a family, you need a father and a mother.
But
so
I can tell.
See, that's my end point.
If you need a father and a mother, then where's the mother of your child?
No, well,
she's dead.
She is.
Okay, so that's a terrible situation.
Yes.
How are you possibly raising her without a female influence then?
Because I just told you, I have her, my sister-in-law, my mother-in-law, and my friends.
Okay, well,
and they help me with those things.
A gay or lesbian couple is going to have friends also, so
exactly.
then it's not
no,
like
right.
they're
like
isolated on their own.
I can be a friend if to my friend's
see, when you,
son,
see that,
if they needed a woman's point of view.
Amy, let me I understand what you're trying to do, and we're sitting here with him, and we've known Sam for a while. I can promise you, dear, we can sit here all night long, and he's not going to change his mind.
I can't change you guys, but the thing is, you guys don't understand what
Amy,
I'm trying to say.
You made some very excellent salient points there. I appreciate you calling in. Any other questions for the panel?
Nope. Thanks, Steve, for fighting the good fight.
Thanks for calling, Amy.
I'm going to change the same-sex law marriage. Sorry, Sam.
I hope they're not.
Thanks for calling, Amy.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
So I think what it comes down to, Sam, basically is, you know, as a single father, not me, you, obviously, since your wife isn't there now, and you're saying that, okay, well, my kids are okay because I'm raising them with the influence of my friends. Well, it's the same exact scenario for a gay couple.
No.
They're raising them with the influence of their friends. If they were isolated on an island somewhere with no other influence, then I could kind of understand partially your
point. Okay, how many people do you think in this country are single parents?
A lot.
What do you mean? Like, how many?
Oh, I don't know the number.
I'd probably guess 20%, maybe? I don't know, 10%?
Hold on a second, guys. Sam, let me ask you this question. How many traditional homes with a mommy and a daddy are there where either mommy or daddy is doing 99.9% of the work, like the home I came out of, okay,
mm-hmm.
where it was my mother. My aunt lived next door, and her friends. We were raised by my mother and her friends. We saw the old man
once in a while. Okay,
at night he came home, and that was that, and that was it.
Yes, I know your kind of story.
So where is? I mean, his influence was neutral at best. I mean, with my brothers and sisters, it was a little bit different. With me, it was definitely negative. But where is the daddy influence there, and what made it? I preached for years I wanted my mother to get a divorce. I wanted him out of our lives. I would have just rather had my mother.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. But okay, let me ask, like, I was asking a question. What is the percent of gays in this country?
Gays, I don't know.
I'll tell you.
What is the position of gays?
Percentage of gays in this country.
Oh, about 10%.
No, it's 1.3%.
No, it's not.
It's got to be way more than that.
It's more about 10%.
You want to check?
Let's go out and ask.
Yeah, you go and check and Google it.
We'll do a head count.
Google it.
What's your point, Sam? You hate gay people.
No, I'm not. I don't hate gay. I'm just saying.
You're a self-hating gay. No, that's your problem.
No, why are you making it a mainstream problem?
Who made it a mainstream problem?
Yeah, because you guys saying, like, gays have this right. It's only 1.3%.
People have rights.
It's only
gays don't have rights. People have rights.
Okay, yes, but it's only 1.3% of the population.
It's 10%.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You know 10% of 320 million is?
No, why don't you tell me?
320,000.
No, that's wrong.
Really?
Really.
3.2 million. Okay. Yeah,
there you go,
Do
Skippy.
You think 3.2 million people in
Actually,
this
Actually, it's 32 million.
In gay? In this country?
That's 10% of the population.
How many people? Yeah, 32 million. Okay. 32 million of this country are gay?
Yeah.
You think?
Oh, I'm confident.
You pretty sure?
Yeah.
You want to bet on that?
You want to go out and take a head count?
It's going to be maximum 3 million.
How do you know that?
I know, because there's a count on that.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're...
There's a count on that.
You're under the impression that every gay person in the United States has checked in somewhere.
There's only 3 million people. What do you mean? Oh, shucks. Forget about you.
3 million one.
Yeah, forget about you.
Remember, there are a lot of people that have not come out. They don't live a quote-unquote gay lifestyle.
So we count them?
I'm asking you.
No, I'm asking you. Do we count them?
I don't know.
Why are you counting them then? If you don't know, they're not out of their closet. How come you're counting them?
That's the estimated is 10%.
No. Yeah, that's the estimate. Like, think, oh.
7.3%.
There you go.
Let's see. It says
it's estimated.
Yeah. Go ahead, check it.
10 million identify as LGBT.
4.1%.
Then it says LGBT millennials up front. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. The total 4.1%, but millennials themselves 7.3%.
Yeah. Okay. 4.1%. It says over here. I said 1.3%.
See, but I agree with that. I think there's a lot that still are afraid to come out. Yeah, I think.
No more sucking, please.
No more sucking, please.
Oh, God.
Why, you want this population to be gay or something?
What do I care?
Yeah, because
they make great neighbors. I love living next to them over here.
What do I care?
No, it's not.
Seriously, what do I care?
They're not bothering me.
The most people on this planet don't interact with me on a daily basis for whatever reason.
They should not.
Granted, that there's pros and cons for that, but so honestly, what do I really care about what most of the people on this planet, what their sexual preference is? If you are raising children and you're raising them well and you're giving them a good education and a loving home, who the hell cares if Sally has two daddies?
If Sally has two daddies and Sally become a snowflake, and your country's
right, because no person ever raised by a heterosexual couple ever became a burden to society.
A lot of them.
Just a little correction. It is 10%.
Thank you.
No, it's 10% now?
Yeah, 10%. The breakdown was the percentages that I was saying. And 12 million single-parent homes in the U.S.
12 million.
12 million single-parent.
Single-parent homes.
So they don't have the influence of an opposite sex either for a parent. Unless you include friends, and friends are included with gay couples.
You must have seen the 12 million. How many of those, if you break down in categories, 12 million single parents?
80% are women, if that's what you're going to ask.
No, I want to ask the ethnicity.
Oh,
you're getting into...
Yeah, that's getting into detailed demographics now.
What you're trying to say here is that, you know...
I understand what he's trying to say. I mean, ideally...
You feel that male and female make the best parent combination. Now, granted, it's the only combination that can create a child. I'll give you that much.
But they can also be the better way to raise the kid.
Not necessarily.
Yes, okay, I know. Out of 100%, maybe 10% is like, okay, the bad people, bad parents. Yeah, because we see all the stories about all the time, okay, some parents...
And 10% happens to be the exact same number of gay people in this country.
So those are bad people, right?
So,
I understand the...
You got me on that one. You got me on that one.
Okay.
I understand the point that... I'm not saying I agree with it, but I understand the point that some people make, where they'll say, well, you know, if a gay couple is raising a kid, well, the kid's more likely to be gay. I don't agree with it at all, because where'd all the gays come from when they were raised in a traditional home?
No. I didn't say I agree with that. No, I'm not saying you did.
You're okay, Sam. In general.
Because I read this girl, her parents were gay, and she was like, when she grew up, she wanted to be straight.
And that's okay.
No, it was not okay with the parents.
Well, that's weird parents.
Oh, now because if it was a straight parent, he would have been...
Sam, it is no different than a couple that are dyed-in-the-wool Pittsburgh Steelers fans, and their child loves the Cleveland Browns. There will be heartache and sorrow for the rest of their lives. 720-820-820-1203. Please join us. Help us. Help us try to talk Sam down off this ledge.
I think the idea of a traditional Leave It to Beaver, June and Ward Cleaver family raising the kids is phenomenal. In modern times, it's not reality.
It's not
that happens less often than
feasible, because why are we just making it like it's not feasible? And this
what happened divorce, on what death, happened on TV everything. Was on TV in the 50s. It was an idealized perception of the average American home. 2.5 kids, dad went to work, mom did all the housework in a full dress and makeup and heels.
It's not average American kid. It's average everybody kid. All over the world. It's the same story. It's not just America.
Nothing matters but America.
Well, it's all over the world, actually.
I'm making America great. By the way, I resent the implication that America's not great. We don't need to make it great again. It is great. But
Me people. Yeah, especially your last president.
That was your last president, too, sir.
Yeah, anyway.
Unfortunately.
But, yeah, unfortunately.
Be that as it may, he was still your president.
This new president is making America great again.
Yeah, yeah, he's
because
just
your
rolling
president,
through
he
it.
He threw it down the...
Hey, how'd things go with Donnie Jr. today?
Good. What happened? Oh, really? What happened? What happened? Let me hear it.
I've been tweeting every time.
Actually, what happened?
Every time Don Jr. opens his mouth, I send out a tweet to him that says, "Shouldn't you be out clubbing baby seals?"
Okay, actually, what happened? Like, he had a meeting with a lawyer, blah, 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 something like that, right? And he didn't have a meeting. The Trump, Russia is gone, done. That's it. CNN?
They can't get enough of the Russians. Every week, we have somebody. Oh, I forgot. I met with a Russian.
I think we should start saying we love Russia. Right, Steve?
You're going to start saying it when Putin takes over.
You would love that, wouldn't you?
Oh, there you go, baby.
I think you guys loved him when he said to Obama, "Oh, I'll have more flexibility after the election." Remember?
No.
Oh, when Hillary and Bill gave him uranium, you didn't love him?
Oh no.
Oh no, what happened then? You didn't love him at that time?
I love the fact.
You didn't love him?
I like how the taxi stand hours turn into the political hour.
Well, no, actually, this is... Actually, to be quite frank with you, this is the whole purpose of the taxi stand hour. Uh-huh. It is a place where you pull onto a taxi stand, there's no telling where the conversation's going to go. It may start out talking about the business, but...
And you're being racist with the brown guy. You know that, right?
With the brown guy?
Brown guy, Indian. You guys being racist with him.
Who?
Indian. Hello, my name is Sam.
You did that. I didn't ask you to do that. But wait till I play it. I got him to do the promos in Hindi. This is going to be good.
Now you just need him in Creole and we'll be set.
Working on that. That's coming up soon.
I got people with Hispanic language.
That's okay. I have a long list of guests that I want to bring in. I may even go to a second night during the week because this seems to be going well. And maybe I'll put you two on by yourselves and let you...
Yeah, but I'm an Indian, so do not make fun of me.
Do me a favor. Just get me a pack of Parliament lights and...
I'm on location from the Walt Manor 7-Eleven.
This is so racist.
For all the gay guys coming with their kids. That's what we need to do, is get you a job at the 7-Eleven in Wilton Manors, where all the gay guys and their kids come in.
What do you think? I used to put my gas and get my coffee there when I used to drive cab.
That was just your excuse to go to Wilton Manors.
Hell yeah! What do you think? I love watching them. Hello, how are you?
Sam will be heading back to India. Time for me to pack my bags.
Yeah, this country is going down the drain.
Well, that happened when Ed was born, like
87 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, very soon it's going to be Wilton Manors all over.
Look, I remember Wilton Manors when. I remember when it was perfectly straight. I remember when there was a Piggly Wiggly in Wilton Manors. You two have no idea what a Piggly Wiggly is.
Nope.
I know what Piggly Wiggly is. Was that where the Florida Seafood House was?
No.
That used to be a Grand Union, I know.
No.
Or I heard.
No, the Piggly Wiggly used to be where Hunter's is now in the Alibi Plaza.
Oh, I heard yeah. Okay.
That's no question about that.
Where Old Florida Seafood House was or is, that used to be a Grand Union, I believe.
I never heard that. I'm not saying it wasn't.
No, I've been to Wilton Manors, like in the back area. Behind.
I'll bet you have.
Yeah, behind the...
What are you doing in the back area, Sam?
Those are still nice houses. Like, straight people still live over there.
Wilton Manors is nice.
A friend of mine owned a house over there.
Yeah, but then you came over. So, Wilton Manors changed.
But a friend of mine owned a house over there. It had been in his family for generations, literally. So when he got it, he had a nice backyard. His backyard fence backed right out onto Wilton Drive. You could see, peer over the fence, and there was Wilton Drive. And a lot of people complained in Wilton Manors when the change first started happening 20, 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I heard people, I'd have them in the cab, and they'd be, "Oh, no, those goddamn gays, blah, blah, blah." No, really, they're bringing up your property values, mm-hmm. You know. And it is completely different. Then when I first got into a cab and figured out where Wilton Drive was and which way it went, and, you know, 5 points befuddled me the first time I I encountered it.
If you still go back, like, Old Dixie Highway and go down to 17th and 16th,
changed dramatically.
But that's still, that's still Old Wilton Manors.
That's not actually Wilton Manors.
Yeah, it's on the south side of the bridge. It's about 18th
Court.
17th Court.
Yeah, 17th Court on the other side.
That's Lauderdale.
That's That's Fort Lauderdale?
That's Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm, on the south side, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think just, you know, I mean, back, like you said, when it was changing, I mean, I wasn't here then since I've only been here for 15 years, but, you know, I think a lot of people are just oblivious to stuff, and they're afraid of change. You know, it's like, you know, when I first moved here, I lived over off of Sunrise and 15th there, and when Hustler was going to open, everybody in the neighborhood, oh, it's going to bring crime, it's going to bring pedophiles, it's going to bring this.
Crazy.
And yeah. All you see going in and out of there is couples, normal people, not even anybody that looks shady.
Nope.
It's like a high-class place. And, you know, people just are oblivious.
Yeah,
and
only high-class
blind.
People go to Hustlers. I go there.
Well, I will say this. It was a big to-do when that used to be a place called Peaches. Mm-hmm. Peaches Records and Tapes.
I heard about that.
And
that
Peaches,
was Peaches,
before you, way before your time.
Actually, I think that was still open, I think.
No, that's the... Well, maybe it was still open when you got here.
15 years, yeah.
No, I came here 20 years ago.
Be that as it may. When Peaches was closing, that was like a landmark. That had been there forever.
Where was it?
Where the Hustler is. 15th and East Sunrise. That building. That was Peaches.
That was Peaches, okay.
Yeah.
I must have seen it because I don't remember that.
You may have. But I remember that being a big thing, you know, because first there was Peaches Records and Tapes, and then it was Peaches Music, mm-hmm. as they were, you know, failing to keep up with with the times and technology. And apparently they just finally, you know, faded out. They couldn't...
Remember Wolf Camera? On the corner?
Wolf Camera, right there at the Gateway Interchange.
Yeah,
right?
It's gone. I mean,
I remember when Publix was the office building. I remember when they imploded it.
Which Publix?
On 15th there,
on
Sunrise
15th.
And 15th.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not talking about just, you know, every old building that they put up. I can go down the list of places that used to be.
We'd be here until 2056.
And if we start talking about old things, we're going to...
Ed's reminiscing.
Yeah. We have to talk about him.
And that's what happens on a taxi stand. See, now you're getting the point. Now, I will say this, and for everybody out there, make sure you join us on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. 9:00 Central and stupid o'clock Pacific time when my co-host John Shannon and I get together, because every God-fearing, gun-toting Republican will love John Shannon. If you think I'm something to contend with, you will love.
You just do a show in the morning on the weekend?
We do Saturday morning, 10:00 show. That's the original show.
I thought it was the nighttime.
No,
That's right. What am I thinking of?
So you listen to the Saturday show.
So he's completely anti-second.
You'd have to ask him. Actually, I don't know where he stands on that.
You just said that he don't like Second Amendment.
I didn't say he didn't like Second Amendment. I said you would like him.
I would like him, or I wouldn't?
Maybe not.
That's sarcasm.
Just a wee bit. We've got, what do we do? We got about 7-8 minutes left, guys. Anything else you want to talk about, Sam? That doesn't involve gay babies?
No. I don't care about, what do you mean, anything about gay babies? I'm not even, gay can have babies, so I can't talk about them.
But suppose they have gay babies.
They can't have babies, that's something.
Moving on over to the American side.
Oh, really? That's so racist.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
That was low.
Yeah, that was low. That was below the belt.
I was talking to you, though.
Yeah, well, you are an American, so
he is.
Understand.
I know.
And second, I'm a tobacco-chewing, redneck Indian American.
That's right. God bless you. And
on top of that, I drink moonshine.
You do.
Yeah.
And I will lay down my life to defend you being an idiot.
No, you won't. Yes, I will.
Yes, I will.
I will, but you won't.
I most certainly would.
No, you won't. You're a scary cat.
I am not.
You got one scratch on your chest, and you've been talking about it for the last 20 years.
I have faced death.
Please, I faced death. Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, you're a scary cat.
How many people have had their hands in your chest?
Oh,
I've
had it in mine. My side. Remember
yeah,
the other year?
There you go.
There you go.
You know, Steve's always been much nicer to me than you were.
I was the nicest guy you ever had in your lifetime. In your
it's because I'm a good actor, and, you know.
Yeah,
there you go. That's why you get an appearance for
you
and he doesn't.
I was the nicest guy ever for him.
You know, he gets paid for this appearance.
Yeah, I know. You pay white people,
absolutely.
Pay white people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
It's a thing.
The Indian American do not get anything.
Well, we're going to let you run the gift shop.
Yeah.
Here,
I will charge you extra money.
Here at the sprawling Radio TFI broadcast center.
Sam could work in your phone room, answer phones, your call center.
I would love that. Hello, how are you? My name is Henry.
Hello, my name is blah, 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 but you could call me Sam.
All right, before we start getting a little too racist here, Steve, you got anything else you want to... We got about 5 minutes.
Nah, I don't know.
Anything you want to talk about?
Not in particular.
Diet? Nothing in particular. There's nothing that gets you...
How about we talk about how's your Uber experience is going? I'm sure you talk about this on the regular
we
show.
We do. We do. Well, this is the regular show. That's the morning show.
So are you raking in that cash?
Oh,
Uber?
Oh, that big old Uber money. Let me tell you what. It's
upgrade into an Escalade soon?
Can't wait.
Nice. I don't know about you guys, because I heard the guy in San Francisco, he made $250,000 on Uber. How is that possible?
He didn't.
This was on...
Nobody's making that kind of money.
Okay, this was there on Facebook and Google. I checked it.
Oh, well, then it must be true.
No, I checked it out, but it's like it was... They put the whole story about this guy.
Nobody is making that kind of money.
I mean, I know even like up in New York, you know, when Uber had first started a few years back, you can make over six figures or in the six figures.
Well,
but nowadays, it ain't happening.
Keep in mind, when Uber started here in Broward County,
you can make a decent living.
The rates were $1.90 a mile, which is 50 cents a mile less than taxi rates. Yeah. After Uber's 20% commission at the time, it still wasn't bad because you didn't have the same overhead. You didn't have permits. You didn't have dispatch. You know, so it wasn't horrible, and there was money to be made. But they've lowered it down so low now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was telling Sam earlier, the days I don't have any of my personal clients, you're hard-pressed to scrape up $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack was telling me that thing, too. Same thing. I saw
it. It is, because so many of these rides, you clear $2.47, $3.10.
I've done that.
You want to hang yourself.
You're buying a house down in Las Olas.
You're rocking and rolling with it now.
Las Olas, yes. I had one time, I don't know how I got that, you know that double rides? You got those things? What do you call them?
Trailers.
What do you call those double rides? Like you get one customer.
Pool. You're an idiot for taking pool.
I didn't know that. I took that, and one ride was $1.10. The next one was $0.90. I'm like, what the heck is this?
I made the mistake of doing the Lyft line, which is their version of pool. So I was right at the Bahia Mar when it came up, and I hadn't been taking them. I said, all right, I'm right here at Bahia Mar. I'll take it. Well, it was a father and a son. They came off the beach. They were clean. You know, they weren't sandy. All right, so I take them. They're going over by Davie Boulevard. On the way over, just as I'm passing 17th Street and about 15th Ave, I get another one. I pick up at a restaurant. Two young restaurant workers. There's a Burger Fire or something over there on 17th Street now in the South Park Shopping Center. It's called Lyft Line. So now I got these two guys in the back. And everything seems to be going fine. I got four people in the van now. We're going along. We get to a traffic light. I'm not far from the first drop-off. And now the kid in the back says, turn on the radio. I said, we're doing good without the radio. I prefer not to. Well, you got to. No, I'm afraid I don't. Just please, just. Well, you work for Lyft, and I don't work for Lyft. We're not going through this. Just then it started. Then it all just, now the old man and the kid, now the kid starts cursing.
Okay, the new kid.
Right.
Okay.
And the restaurant workers. I said, you can't be using that kind of language. The little kid in the car was about 8 years old, 9 years old. And
the father and son.
Anyway, anyway, a big old fight started. I wound up putting them out. There was, and it happened. Something similar happened another time on a line. Everybody in the car started getting antsy with each other. That's it. This is not worth it. I do not drive a bus. Yeah. I called Lyft and I told them, please, I don't want to do this anymore. Now these line jobs come up. I don't do them. I just let these calls go. I don't care.
Yeah, now I don't take them anymore.
You're losing out on all that cash, though.
I know. Yeah. Gentlemen?
It's $1.90, $1.10.
And on that, Steve, Sam, I want to thank you for joining us tonight.
Call me Mr. Sam.
Mr. Sam.
Yeah, thank you.
We'd love to have you back sometime. Any last words? You want to say goodnight?
Good night, folks.
For anybody that might have ever listened to Opie and Anthony, this will have meaning for you. Your mom's box.
With that, see ya!